Hi, and welcome to Read It For Me. We hope you enjoy this audio download of this week's Read It For Me episode. To watch our animated video summary and access your other learning tools, log into your account at www.readitfor.me. Thanks again, and here comes this week's episode. Whether you're a manager, a parent, a coach, or a teacher, we are all faced with a common challenge: getting someone to perform better, or at least differently. The same goes for us. We all want to do better, don't we? Thomas K. Connellan has conducted a considerable amount of research into this topic, and through his study has derived a methodology that we can all apply in any of the above situations to help our teams improve and feel better about it. Join us for the next 10 minutes to find out how. Lesson number one, Greatness 101. How do we bring out the best in people? How can we tap into their full potential? We're not looking for greatness here. Not everyone can be great. What we want is for our teams to do better than they are. Nevertheless, we can learn from the great. Connellan's studies identified an interesting theme. When you look at the best performers, study after study identified a high number of firstborns within the best performers. Why? It turns out that parents are unconsciously fantastic at raising their firstborn. It's not that they're born first. What matters is environment and focus. Three factors stand out. Number one, expectations. People have more positive expectations of firstborns. They're going to be president, they're going to be a great sportsman, or successful in business. Two, responsibility. Firstborns are given more responsibility at an earlier age. They look after younger brothers and sisters. They are given team leader responsibility within a group of children, taking care of money, cell phone, and enforcing rules. Number three, feedback. Firstborns get more feedback. They get more attention from parents, relatives, and family friends. They get more pictures taken of them. Parents spend more time teaching them to walk and talk. It's from this basis that Connellan built his model. His studies proved to be equally relevant to performance in business. He suggests the approach is straightforward. If we are a leader, we need to consciously and appropriately believe in people, hold them accountable, and give them a supportive environment. Most people do some of these three activities, but perhaps not in a coordinated way. For example, some people overdo accountability, but fall short on supportive feedback. The challenge is to get the balance right. Let's look more into each of the factors to see what can be done. Lesson 2. Positive expectations. Why positive? Let's be honest. We all set high expectations of ourselves and others. Unfortunately, in doing so, we set ourselves up for a fall. Setting the bar high means we're forever comparing ourselves, or others, to the potentially unattainable. Connellan suggests an alternative. We should consider positive expectations. Positive expectations mean there's a belief in success, and the presence of that belief encourages attainment. Furthermore, this belief can be communicated as a vehicle for encouragement and communicated in all ways. All our messages, whether they're spoken or unspoken, conscious or unconscious, must align. While we're often not aware of it, we often tell others what we expect of them simply by eye contact and body language. You must have had at some point in your life that castigating glance from an unhappy partner or colleague. These are the signs we must be aware of giving. We must use nonverbal communication positively and with the underlying belief of can do. One other point raised by Connellan is the fact that expectations must align from current reality. There's no point in setting pie-in-the-sky targets that are too difficult to achieve and are too far from our current situation. What is happening now is our baseline. What we want our teams to do must be available on a progressive route, perhaps challenging, but an attainable path from the current status quo. If we communicate our expectation of people clearly and consistently through words, tone of voice, body language, and setting, people will respond. Lesson 3. Realistic accountability. Connellan believes accountability is a key issue. Lack of accountability paves the way to mediocrity. Although many people may play a role in getting to the final result, someone has to be ultimately accountable. No passing the buck. It's all up to you. Connellan gives 4 steps to make accountability work. Step 1. Establish accountability. We need to assign accountability without blame. What is meant here is the need to develop positivity. Accountability without blame encourages people to try that bit harder to take qualified risks. Accountability with blame means staff not putting their heads above the parapet and attainment of just the bare minimum. Step 2. Set goals. We need to set clear-cut goals and get everyone involved. Goals help with 2 things. They create a proactive mindset and create a focus. The combination of these is important. Without focus, too many people get stuck in an activity rut doing things that may not be relevant. Without focus, people get caught up in planning and analysis, never moving forward. Goals also need support. Setting a task for someone beyond their current ability can be a challenge. The more support built into the system, the faster you can grow people. Step 3. We need to develop action plans. Goals are never reached by accident. They are achieved by design. Connellan calls action plans the insurance that you'll reach your goals. Action plans do not need to be cast in stone, however. With a clear definition of our goal, we can tell whether we are progressing and, if not, take on a different path. A good example of this in practice is the after-action review. Used in the military, these are used after every identifiable event and asks 4 simple questions. What was supposed to happen? What actually happened? What makes up for the difference? And how can we close the gaps? By taking the principle of after-action reviews, our plans can be aligned to goals. Step 4. Engage. The more people are engaged in setting goals, developing plans, and measuring progress, the more accountable they become. By involving staff in the development of key processes, such as quality assurance, we increase their engagement. This is true in all types of industry: healthcare, sales, sport, manufacturing, education, even at home with your children. The more that people are involved, the more they take ownership. The more they take ownership, the more we need to focus on their achievements. Lesson 4. Feedback and development. Feedback comes in all forms. If a team member shows an improvement, we might acknowledge them for it. We might criticize them and say they could have done better. Or we might say nothing. Each of these is feedback: positive, negative, and none. Connellan expands on these further. Positive feedback is reinforcement. It's energizing. It validates the effort. It makes the recipient want to do more. And it works. Negative feedback is punishment. It's energizing, but negatively. If it is used when an achievement doesn't quite meet the grade, it makes the recipient feel like they're being punished for trying. And when people get punished for trying regularly, they stop. No feedback is extinction. It's more punishing than negative feedback. If you ignore poor performance, the poor performance is likely to repeat. If you ignore good performance, then you're effectively discouraging the effort. Consequently, the effort will diminish and the positive performance will be lost. A negative and a negative. Lose-lose. So what's the hardest to accept? Good or bad, we all like attention. Good can encourage us to do more. Bad can encourage us to do it better. None? We give up. So here's Connellan's advice. Reinforce immediately. Reinforcement should allow performance as closely as possible. Not tomorrow, today. Reinforce any improvement, not just excellence. Any sign of progress should be recognized. Even incremental progress is better than none. Reinforce specifically. Be specific to what is recognized. Tell them so they can identify what to do more of. Reinforce new behaviors continuously. And finally, reinforce good habits intermittently. The last 2 points demand a bit more clarification. Connellan suggests that there are 2 types of reinforcement style: continuous and intermittent. Continuous reinforcement is best for developing new behaviors and is of value when bringing on new recruits and working to improve their skills. However, when someone has reached a good, solid level of performance, we can switch to intermittent reinforcement. At that level, people know when they're doing it well. They can reinforce themselves. All they need is an occasional affirmation of their value and maybe special attention when performance is excellent. Feedback should be goal-related. A goal is a powerful motivator. Whether in sales or elsewhere, when a target is set, people want to achieve or exceed it. Goals or targets allow the individual to monitor their own performance. They are more likely to believe the information if they keep track of it themselves, especially if they're underperforming, so they can spot weaknesses before others. Feedback should be immediate. The problem with annual appraisals is the fact that they're annual appraisals. Feedback should happen continuously, and appraisals should be made when the activity has been identified. Whatever feedback system is used, it should be more frequent than the cycle of the activity it's aligned to. For example, if monthly activities are measured, then weekly feedback is beneficial. If daily targets are set, say, in a telephone support center, hourly feedback is best. Feedback should be more rapid than the activity. Feedback is also best monitored graphically. As Le Petit Général Napoleon is alleged to have said, a picture is worth a thousand words. We should use tables, charts, graphs, or infographics to demonstrate performance and feedback. Finally, a few words of wisdom on development from Connellan. He gives us 5 steps for discussing performance problems that can stimulate commitment rather than unenthusiastic compliance. 1. Define the issue. Before getting into detail, state the performance issues. Make it a plain statement of fact. Don't make judgment calls, don't place blame, and don't jump immediately to the solution. The individual should understand that we're not attacking them, but simply describing a behavior or performance issue that needs to be addressed. 2. Ask for solutions. Follow up with a neutral, future-oriented question. You only get answers to the questions that you ask. So if you're looking for solutions, ask questions that focus on the objectives and not on past performance. 3. Explore options. Don't evaluate each suggestion as it arises. Garner as many suggestions as possible, exploring every option and solution path. Don't stop when you hear the answer you want to hear. Listen for alternatives, especially those where the other parties are implying they take ownership. 4. Reinforce positive responses. This is effectively re-establishing positive feedback and getting away from an us versus them issue. Focus attention on the best options. The objective here is to turn the problem into an opportunity. An opportunity that the team member wished to take on as their own challenge. And finally, 5, close the deal. Wrap everything up. Get their commitment to accomplish a certain task or achieve certain results. Summarize the discussion and propose an agreement. Agree about future performance objectives. During the wrap-up, include positive feedback on their willingness to cooperate and their participation in finding the solution. Then step back and let them take ownership. So there you have it, some terrific, actionable advice on how to really bring out the best in your team, your family, and yourself. To take this to the next level, use our smart discussion guide and create an instant lunch and learn with your team and unearth more ways you can help them optimize their performance.